AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
If we didn't get involved, right now, Los Angeles would be burning, just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost.
President Trump is defending his decision to send the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles to deal with anti-immigration protests.
I mean, I could tell you there were certain areas of that, of Los Angeles, that you could have called it an insurrection. It was terrible. But these are paid insurrectionists. These are paid troublemakers.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers heard how much it's going to cost for the deployment.
The current estimated cost is $134 million, which is largely just TDY costs, travel, housing, food, etc.
Bryn McDonnell is Special Assistant to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who is defending the decision by President Trump to deploy.
So in Los Angeles, we believe that ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi notes President Trump was reluctant to call in the National Guard for the Capitol riot.
In a contra-constitutional way, he has sent the National Guard into California. Something is very wrong with this picture. Inconsistent in his actions.
The protest in Los Angeles, a city of about 4 million people, have largely been centered in several blocks downtown and a few other spots. Authorities in the Austrian city of Graz say a former student opened fire at a school, killing 9 people and wounding at least 12 others before taking his own life. Israel has deported climate activist Greta Thunberg a day after Israel's military seized the Gaza-bound ship she was on. Thunberg spoke in Paris and described a quite chaotic and uncertain situation during the detention.
They did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will.
This is AP News. Britain, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Norway are imposing sanctions on 2 far-right Israeli ministers
for allegedly inciting extremist violence against Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The decision by Western governments friendly to Israel is a sharp rebuke of Israel's settlement policies in the West Bank and of settler violence, which has spiked since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy says the two men support violence.
These two individuals, Ben-Gavir and Smotrich, have been inciting violence against Palestinian people for months and months and months. They have been encouraging egregious abuses of human rights.
Itamar Ben-Gavir and Bezalel Smotrich could now face asset freezes and travel bans. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.